New developments in the fight over voting rights. Non-citizens living in New York City will not be allowed to vote in local elections. A judge blocking the measure today after New York became the first city in the nation to grant those rights to non-citizens back in January.
The law would have allowed nearly a million people to vote in the city's municipal elections. But as CBS 2's Christina Fan reports, Republicans challenged the measure and they won.
The Republicans have won indeed. A New York court crushes the Democrat effort to fill the voting rolls with non-citizens. We're going to take a look at the latest and what it means to restoring the constitutional integrity of our republic. And then, is this what our founding fathers and other historical figures look like? Well, it is, according to the new Gemini AI. We're going to see the massive social media backlash against the latest woke antics coming from big tech and what it really means for the growing revolt against all things woke. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And New York State Appeals Court just handed down a massive ruling declaring it unconstitutional for non-citizens to vote in local elections. The ruling struck down a law that was passed back in December of 2021 by the Democrat-dominated New York City Council, which allowed upwards of 800,000 non-citizens with federal work authorizations to vote in local elections. The appeals court ruled that that right belongs to U.S. citizens and U.S. citizens alone. Now, this is amazing news for those of us fighting for the integrity of our constitutional republic, because it sets up precisely the kind of legal precedent that the conservative members of the Supreme Court want. The Roberts Court is fundamentally all about restoring federalism, giving states and state courts their constitutional sovereignty in matters that are not directly under federal jurisdiction. And this is precisely the way the system should work. New York liberals go insane. A New York appeals court strikes it down, and then if it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, the justices simply say, hey, you have to abide by the rulings of your own courts. The Supreme Court doesn't even have to get involved in all of this absurdity. It gets shut down at the state level. And it is absurd. In fact, the absurdity is to abolishing the whole notion of citizenship no bounds. For example, Breitbart report on the recent case of an illegal alien who's being accused of murdering a Florida County police officer. That illegal alien has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit claiming that his limited English speaking skills effectively renders him disabled. 19-year-old Virgilio Mendez, who's here illegally from Guatemala, was arrested and charged with resisting arrest and felony murder in the death of Sergeant Michael Kunovich, a 26-year veteran law enforcement officer. Astonishingly, Mendez's lawyer is now filing a federal civil rights lawsuit claiming that Mendez is in point of fact disabled because of his limited English-speaking skills. And the absurdity to it all, the insult to injury, is that this is being filed under the Americans with Disabilities Act. An illegal alien is seeking legal protection under the Americans with Disabilities Act. I mean, it brings the whole absurdity of what is a woman to a whole new level. And then, of course, not to be outdone, the ultra-woke city of San Francisco has just appointed a non-citizen, in other words, someone who cannot legally vote in an election, to their elections commission. This after San Francisco voters removed the citizenship requirement for those seeking office on city boards, commissions, and advisory bodies. No, this is not the Babylon Bee. We now have non-citizens who can't legally vote overseeing how we vote. So what on earth is going on here? What should be made of this deliberate dismantling of our citizenship? Well, that's exactly what we're going to find out. But first,
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He is back. It's time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on that link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendence to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material, and it really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some powerful energy towards what's shaping up to be the single most glorious political comeback in history. Now, gang, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you don't want to be caught paying way more later on eBay from someone who bought one right now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today. When all is said and done, our citizenship, our American citizenship, which guaranteed us certain unalienable rights, that very citizenship that guarantees those rights is unraveling. Now, make no mistake about this. The Democrat Party today is now officially a post-American party. They're a globalist party who see constitutional rights and guarantors as impediments to their globalist goals. And so, as a result of this post-American turn by the Democrats and by our political elite as a whole, American citizenship is being threatened at all kinds of levels. We're seeing the loss of our sovereign borders, while at the same time we're being told by our ruling elite that if we didn't get vaccinated, we were going to kill grandma and we would be fired from our jobs. And yet, during that very same time period, over 2 million unvaccinated migrants crossed the border illegally with the approval of the same Biden administration that made it mandatory for businesses to fire citizens who refuse to get vaccinated. On top of this, there's a whole new woke movement that tells us that our country's evil and racist and not worth saving. In fact, many woke theorists are openly stating that to stop discrimination, you've got to discriminate to make up for the years of discrimination. So they're now, quote, legally discriminating against people on the basis of race and gender. And as you can tell, at the heart of all of this unraveling of our citizenship is the deliberate breakdown of the rule of law. The rule of law, in many ways, is the connective tissue that keeps our republic constitutional. With the death of the rule of law, we're seeing a death of our constitutional republic. This is why our citizenship is in peril. But the good news, as we're seeing here with the federal courts, is that it does look like, ultimately, the Supreme Court is going to get involved in all of this and shut it down, and shut it down hard, while at the same time, red states continue to put up legal and administrative walls, protecting their citizens from the globalist absurdities coming out of an increasingly dysfunctional D.C. So what do you think, gang? What proactive steps would you take to protect our citizenship and our constitutional republic? Let us know in the comment section below. Finally, we have got to talk about the latest woke absurdity coming from the world of AI. Google's latest AI chatbot called Gemini is facing, frankly, massive mockery online for generating politically correct but historically inaccurate images in response to user prompts, forcing Google to actually issue an apology for the blatant historical inaccuracies of these AI depictions. So what's going on is that AI is asked to show a picture of a historical figure, a founding father, a Viking, a pope. It produces AI-generated images of racial minorities in response. They even have a female representing the Roman Catholic pope. Now, again, all of this is being mercilessly mocked online, that it's just wokeness gone to whole new levels of absurdity. But there is a certain logic, if we can call it, a kind of twisted rationality behind this. What wokeness basically does is it sanctifies the victim. It takes the historical liberal concern about oppression, discrimination, victimhood, and it sanctifies it. Wokeness literally turns the supposed victims of oppression into saints. And as such, it imposes a new kind of caste system in our society, where certain groups, certain races, ethnicities, genders, are given special rights and protections and honorings that the rest of us are denied. So you can see how it fits in with the unraveling of the rule of law. What you inevitably get, as the Supreme Court recently ruled on affirmative action, is you get a reverse form of discrimination, where in the name of equity, certain people are deliberately excluded from the public square and constitutional protections, precisely because they're supposedly threats to a just society. So injustice ends up being the means by which justice is achieved. Again, the good news is that this is so thoroughly being called out for the utter absurdity that it is, that wokeness has no future. It is going to go extinct. The question simply remains, until then, How absurd will its ridiculous antics ultimately go? Let me know what you think in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. God bless. As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.